Why did the boy put his ear to the piano?
I know why.
He was playing by ear.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Buenos Dias is our guest today on the Children's Hour. That's Lucky Diaz and Alicia from when their band was called The Lucky Band. And you are listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Today, our kids crew are with me online. And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Xavier.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Lily May.
Hello, it's Cade.
Hi, it's Luminata.
Hi, it's Addie.
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Joe.
Well, thanks all so much for being here. With us today on the Children's Hour is a Grammy-winning band, Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. Let's give you a taste of Los Fabulosos right here on the Children's Hour.
Me gustan mis manos, holding hands.
Listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today on the show, we're revisiting an interview we had in 2023 with Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis. They're from Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band, and this year, Lucky and Alicia won the 2025 Grammy for Best Children's Release for Brio Brio. We'll hear more from Brio Brio in a bit, but this interview was recorded in 2023 when they had received the Grammy nomination for Los Fabulosos. Welcome to the Children's Hour, Alicia and Lucky.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you with us. Thank you for being here. And it must be so exciting to be nominated for a Grammy. And this isn't your first time down this road, I might add.
Correct. No, this is our sixth nomination in the Grammy space, and we've won twice before.
Wow, that's so fantastic. And are you the first bilingual children's band to win a Grammy when you won before?
We were the first band from North America to ever win a Latin Grammy. So in all of like the world, we were the first to ever win a Latin Grammy in North America. So the United States, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was really special. So as far as being bilingual, I can't speak to that. I don't know that statistic. It's a good question. But I do know the other one, being the first ever in that way.
Lucky Diaz, your band in my playlist has a few different names. Sometimes you're called Lucky Diaz. Sometimes you're called the Lucky Band. What gives with all these names?
Oh, I mean, there's a couple of explanations as to why we have kind of different various names, but it's just Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. So that's kind of our classic name. But we were touring so much internationally that it was a lot of words for people, so we just shortened it to the Lucky Band. And then I thought the Lucky Band was cool, like Sgt. Pepper's was, or Magical Mystery Tour, because I'm such a Beatles fan. So it was kind of, the Lucky Band was our little experiment. But it wasn't, I mean, it depends on who you ask how everyone feels about it, but I think it's funny.
I like both.
Yeah, I like it's easy. It's easy to say if someone's like, oh, what band are you in? And I say the Lucky Band. I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But if I say Lucky Diaz and Family Jam Band, and then if Alicia and I are just doing a show by each other with a duo, it's kind of hard to say it's Lucky and the Family Jam Band Alicia, you know? So it makes more sense to just say it's the Lucky Band, I think.
Let's play another little something from your Grammy-nominated release, Los Fabulosos. What should we pick, Lucky?
I think Ridiculous is a lot of fun. Yeah. It's really fun.
just want a sandwich. Just sit down and relax a little bit. I've done nothing wrong. I can't help being ridiculous. It's just my nature. What are you going to do?
Now that was ridiculous.
Completely.
This song is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a fun song. I mean, it's ridiculous because it's only five words. And I mean, it came about because Alicia actually said that we needed something very absurd on our record. And it was I was kind of like in a writing slump, and Alicia's always very good about inspiring and having great ideas. And so she said, we'll just make something absurd. And so my writing partner, Michael Farkas in New York, him and I, as along with Alicia, have been writing together for over a decade. And we just thought it was ridiculous, you know? So, and Michael actually sent me that little intro where he's doing, there used to be this person named Spike Jones that used to make, he was a vaudevillian performer, and he used to make all these like really crazy cool sounds and play crazy instruments. And Michael is obsessed with them, and he just recorded that into his phone and he sent that over to me. We redid it, but he just was like, you know, like all these like crazy sounds. And so I heard it and I thought, wow, this is really inspired. And so then I just started writing up from that. And so, yeah, that was it. That's how the song came out. But it's just ridiculous because it's essentially one word, but it's five if you think about all of the lyrics. But yeah.
We're talking with Lucky Diaz and Alicia Gaddis. They're part of Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band. Let's go to Thorfinn.
Why did you start your band?
Oh, that's an excellent question. We actually started the band because we have an elder daughter. She's in college now, but we used to play songs for her in the bath. And, you know, I had wrote a bunch of songs that were just really fun. And Alicia came up with the idea of making a band and a recording. And so that's just kind of how it started out. It started out because we have kids of our own, and we just want to have fun as a family. So I think if your parents ever make fun, like ever make things up at dinner time or something, it's kind of like that. We just decided to do it for more families.
What is the difference between children's music and other music?
That's a great question. Well, you know, when we come at it, being in this genre, we try to communicate at the highest level, the highest vibration of goodness and joy and pleasure and passion and about the human experience. Because whether you're 2, 22 or 102, you all have the same emotions, right? And so when we create for families, which is often we think about it, we call it often family music versus children's music. It's more of a opportunity that everyone can listen. And it's, you know, such an old thing that people say now in this genre, like, we're gonna make music that parents don't hate. Well, yeah, you don't want that in any kind of art, right? You want to make the best art you can so that anyone can turn it on. And I think there's the safety of being able to put our music on with a five-year-old. But oftentimes we've played festivals and there'll be an audience of like super hipsters, elder millennials, and then it'll take them three songs to realize we're like a quote-unquote children's band. So we're just playing from the greater good. And like Lucky always says, his favorite children's band is the Beatles. And the Beatles, because the Beatles you can put on, and you put it on for anyone. So if the Beatles made albums now, maybe they'd get put in the children's category because of the kind of art that's being made.
Soy profundo, un gran milagro, yo te lo juro, y poderoso como un oso, y muy brillante, soy diamante, brillo, brillo. Fuego
voy para adelante como diamante y poderoso como un oso. Y muy brillante soy diamante. Brillo, brillo. Soy diamante.
That's the title track of Lucky Diaz and the Family Jam Band's 2025 Grammy-winning release, Brio Brio.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science supports the Children's Hour and is proud to unveil a new hall featuring hundreds of never-before-seen fossils. Learn more at nmnaturalhistory.org. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org.